It is defining the meaning of the Chinese for the title of this chapter. A field of corn, however, in lieu of losing his head, he has pursued to satisfy his sense of justice, cutting off his hair. Tis out to own comment on present passage is characteristically correct. When you lay down the law and see that it is not disobeyed. If it is disobeyed, the offender must be put to death. Which army is stronger, morally as well physically? Sme Welch in puts it freely. Esprit de corps, a big battalions, in which the side of officers and men highly trained. Two quotes of Wang Su as saying, without consent, practice with officers will be nervous and undecided with mustering for battle and consent. Practice the general will be wavering when crisis hit his hand. In which the army is there the greater consistency both in reward and the punishment. On which the side there must be absolute certainty that merit will be properly rewarded to misdeeds punished. By means of these seven conditions can the forecast victory or defeat. The general that hearkens the council and acts upon it will conquer. Let such a one be returned in command. A general that hearkens not my counsel nor acts upon it will suffer defeat. Let such a one be dismissed. From the paragraph reminds us that Sun Tzu's treatise was composed expressly for the benefit of his pardon, Hao Lu, King of Wu State. While heading the profit of my counsel, avail also any helpful commences over and beyond the ordinary rules. 17. According to the criminists of favorable, one should modify one's plans. Sun Tzu's as a practical soldier will have none of the bookish furiotic. He cautions us here not to your faithful for a Chang Yu puts it, while the main laws of strategy can be stated clearly enough for the benefit of the sender, you must be guided by the actions of the enemy. In attempting to secure your favorable position in actual warfare, on the eve of a battle, Waterloo, Lord Uxbridge, commanding the cavalry, went to Duke of Wellington in order to learn what his plans or calculations were. For the moral, because, as he explained, he might suddenly find himself commander-in-chief and would be unable to frame new plans in a critical moment. The Duke listened quietly and said, "Who will attack first tomorrow, or Bonaparte?" "Bonaparte," replied Lord Uxbridge. "Well," continued the Duke, "Bonaparte has not given me any idea of his projects, and as my plans will depend on whose how can expect me to tell what you are mine. All warfare is based on deception. But truth is pithy. in a profound saying, he will admit by every soldier, Colhender, tell us Wellington is great in so many military qualities, as especially distinguished by the extraordinary skill with which he canceled his movements, deceived both friend and foe. Hence, when you were able to attack, we may seem unable. When using our forces, we must seem inactive. When we near, we must make enemy believe we are far away. When we are far away, we must make them believe we are near. 20 hold out baits to entire enemy fang disorder, crush him. The commenters, all commenters, except Shang Wu say, when he in disorder, crush him. It is more natural to suppose than Sun Tzu is still illustrating the uses of deception in war. If he is secure at all points, he be prepared for him. If he is superior strength, they evade him. If your opponent is of heroic temper, seek to irritate him. Pretend to be weak, that he may grow arrogant. Wang Su, quoted by Tu Wu, says that the good tactician plays the advisory as a cat plays with a mouse. First fearing the weakness and then steady pouncing upon him. If he's taken his ease, give him no rest. This is probably meaning Fu Metsu Ching has note. While we are taking our ease, wait for the enemy to tear himself up. And you hang him on the tire. I'm out. The forces are united, separate them. Use the pulse inspiration. Favored most commemorators of subject to accord, put his division to him. Attack him where he is unprepared. Appear where you're not expected. These military devices leading into victory must not be delivered. Well, I guess that'll be it for today. If you want to see more, then follow this podcast, I guess. Okay, yeah. Bye. There's some military taxes for you. Okay, bye.